Today, on this evening, we celebrate the Wednesday of the fourth week in Lent, the week of Letare. And of course, the words which I had told you about before certainly come true. The readings are multiplied and exceedingly long. In fact, this Mass is celebrated as if it were an Ember Day, which it is not. It is Wednesday of the fourth week in Lent. In addition, of course, today, for most of us, and that is why those of us who are here are here, it is the vigil of St. Joseph, of the solemnity of St. Joseph, the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the very wonderful and holy, putative Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And of course, today is also the feast of another great saint. You know, the calendar of the Church is full, chock full of saints, of wonderful saints. Today, there are two that I merit to mention, though I will not speak too long about them. I've already read long enough. But today is a feast of Blessed Fra Angelico. And everybody knows him. He's a Dominican priest who painted the most beautiful, beautiful pictures in the Middle Ages. And he is buried just a few feet from the body of St. Catherine of Siena in the church of Santa Maria sopra Minerva in Rome. And so we honor him too, because he gives us many, many beautiful pictures of the Gospels and of the saints. But the main feast of today is that of the great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Cyril of Jerusalem. And these saints must be very highly blessed when God puts their feast right next to the solemnity of St. Joseph, which is, of course, tomorrow, not today. And so, St. Cyril, who lived throughout the 4th century, he was like St. Athanasius. He too was punished and suffered because of his adherence to the true faith, because the Arians had taken over most of the church, and they refused to believe in what he taught, that Jesus Christ is truly true God and true man. And so, because of that, he spent 16 years in exile. Not all at once, but he would come back, and they would send him away again, would come back. But he was bishop, a patriarch of Jerusalem. And we have many of his writings, which I recommend, which were the catechesis that he gave to those who were to be baptized. And these are very beautiful sources of Catholic faith and Catholic teaching. And he died around the year 380, more or less. He wasn't very old, but he died. He was born in 313. He died around the year 387 or something like that. So we honor him. We honor Fra Angelico with his beautiful paintings of Jesus and Mary and the saints. And we begin to honor in a very, very special way the second most important saint in heaven, Saint Joseph. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.